We're gonna fuck up the night. We're gonna fuck up the night. If you invest time in something, the rewards can be amazing. Next level, spirituality. Put a finger up each other's asshole, seriously. It'll blow your mind. When I was a kid, if you wanted to raise money for something through running, you'd have to do a marathon as a minimum. A cricketer, Ian Botham, used to walk from John O'Groats to Land's End the whole length of the UK. Now it's run a mile for the homeless. A mile, a fucking mile. Next year we run 100 yards for the homeless. Stand up for cancer. The effort of a marathon. The strain, the heartache, and then the sense of achievement unlocks the soul. I used to live on the 19-mile point of the marathon. This point is called hitting the wall, the point where the body is depleted of glycogen, and you feel like you can't go on, but you do. I'd watch people carry on, even if they couldn't, because they wanted that depth of feeling, of completing something meaningful, that soul, that connection. I mean, a few did pass out. You know, and a few more just went to the toilet against my gates where I lived, literally hitting the wall with their own shit. I wasn't really feeling that sense of purpose when someone dressed as a turtle shat into his own vomit. But sometimes you have to see the deepest depths to rise. My son has just got into Brit School, the same school as Adele went to and Amy Winehouse. Now there's someone who had soul. No one said to her, just sing the fucking songs. Because we recognized her as a great artist. And so we knew we had to cut her some slack. Because all the great artists don't just have soul, do they? They're tortured souls. No. It's a being who seeks meaning in an otherwise empty existence. He looks around all the world full of morons and thinks there must be something more. So he sticks a finger up his own bum and thinks, is this it? It can't be, there must be something else. And he looks around at all the morons on TikTok, people doing cuff it and suffocating themselves to death for likes, and he thinks, no! Maybe this is it. There is no soul. No connection anymore. No hope. So why try? Why try to be great like Amy Winehouse when I could just do a podcast that is the comedy equivalent of the Cheeky Girls' Touch My Bum and everyone will love it and then instantly forget about it? But that's fine, because who wants a memory anyway? Who wants to remember a podcast? You may not think I'm the best comedian in the world, but I am the last comedian who's actually trying to be the best. At least I'm the last one trying.